from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
No, I mean, just being honest.
Yeah. Really, just keep listening, baby.
Just being honest. Listening. Yeah, I mean, I think Clint's got a point. We'll see what happens. There's another key to the running the football.
Absolutely,
deal. That's not an element that you get a chance to see in preseason or in training camp when you're not going to the ground. We'll get a chance to see it coming up. But that's dependent on who all plays. If all the ones play, that's the injury list today. And if you think about it, today is Tuesday, but the game's Friday, so it's a heavy day. You're getting into the territory. If they don't practice today or tomorrow, there's a wonder if they're actually going to play in the game. And I think we know some aren't. I think Joe Mixon and Laremy Tunsil, Christian Harris, who haven't strapped it up yet with the pads. I'd imagine they're not going with some others. But I do want to get to some news here earlier. This happened earlier during their practice in Ohio. It was reported Titus Howard was carted off the Texans practice field in Ohio. Aaron Wilson says Titus Howard leaving the field with the trainer walked under his own power. I think that's important. Walked under his own power and headed inside on a golf cart for further examination. Titus Howard also tweeted out, "Damn, I thought I walked off," is what Titus Howard tweeted off. So hopefully this is not a serious thing. Good that he's already tweeting. Good to see that he did walk off on his own power and they used the cart. But I am wondering, Clint, as we know that D'Amico said that the ones are going to get in some action in Pittsburgh. I'm looking at this, Clint. Laremy Tunsil, I don't believe he's going to play. Right? He hasn't. They're taking their time with him. He has not been in pads yet this entire training camp. I'd be surprised if he's going in the game on Friday. Didn't practice again today. And with this, Clint, Titus Howard leaving the facility and leaving and ending his practice at the very least. The carted off part is scary sounding. Sounds like maybe it's not as significant, but he is still injured and had to leave practice. So I'd imagine he's potentially up in the air to play. And if you want to have any precautions, no reason to have him step out there if he isn't 100%. You might as well let him heal. I think this is a fair thought and a question. If Titus isn't going to play, if Tunsil isn't going to play, and you got Kenyon Green and Juice Scruggs kind of getting together and learning things at left guard and center, and you got Shaq Mason, should CJ be playing in this game coming up? No, none of his tackles, got two of his guys up there kind of still figuring it out against against Pittsburgh? Should CJ be set down in this thing?
No, I don't think so. I think you still play him. I think you plan accordingly. I mean, from a play calling perspective, you plan accordingly. I would be ultra conservative in my play calls. If you get in a third and eight, we're not going to drop back and ask him to hold the football. We're going to get it out quick, and hopefully you can break a tackle and go get it. But first of all, I think Laramie Tunsil, I don't think he was ever in the plan, so that doesn't alter anything. But the Titus Howard situation that's just popped, which to hear Titus say, hell, I walked off the field. If he's got time to pick his phone up and tweet about it damn near immediately, then I would imagine that whatever's wrong with him isn't as severe as he thought. So maybe outside chance he still goes. But
it's at least up in the air with him if he left practice and didn't return.
Yeah, either way it goes. Look, one of the tackles is going to be rookie Blake Fisher anyway it goes with C.J. Stroud out there. So there was going to be a little bit of a risk there as it pertains to the conversation we're having. So, I think you've got a couple of guys that have played a little bit of football. I think Cam Irving is the guy that they just picked up, played – been in the league for eight, nine years. He's been with about five different teams, but at the end of the day, he's been on teams and played some football over the time. So they should be able to protect him and hold their own against the Steelers for a handful of snaps.
No, listen. You know how I am with Yordan Alvarez.
Hold on, so.
No, I am. With,
well, I mean, you're just that way by nature. It's not. Don't
guys,
blame it on
Jordan. I just want to be protective. I want to make sure CJ's in the right spot, in a good spot here to get him a couple series in. But Clint, I would agree with you because, hell, Clint, I think the odds are he's gonna probably have to play some games with those guys out.
Yep.
Or one of them.
Hell,
or two.
Did hell, it last year.
I mean, did it multiple times last year. So, I do think it is very important that those guys start getting real live reps. You know, and I'm talking Kenyon Green, Juice Scruggs, even Shaq Mason. But those guys start getting real live reps with CJ and company, and Juice Scruggs and CJ in a real game, snaps and things like, even to that minor of a thing, snaps and things together. So, yeah, like I said, he's probably going to play a game, Clint, with Blake Fisher out there. He's probably going to have to play a game where it's maybe Cam Irving's out there, Sharp or whoever it is playing tackle. So I think it would be the right move where CJ plays regardless. Now if something happened where Shaq Mason may have to sit down or something, and now you're talking about Shaq Mason, you're talking about Titus Howard and Laramie Tunsil to go with the young cats, I may have a different tune. But yeah, I like the odds that they do what Wade's team did that one year for the Texans where they had the same offensive line play every single damn game. The odds of that happening is very, very low. And they're going to have situations where they have to worry about their tackles.
Yeah, well, there's going to be
worry about injuries
in this preseason game, as I would imagine for the next three in total. There's going to be an emphasis put on running the football. Especially if you've got all three of your interior offensive linemen and neither of your outside tackles. There's going to be an emphasis put on running the football, which I don't think is a bad thing. I think it's a really good thing. You got Damian Pierce that's going to play this week. I heard D'Amico talking about him. He's really excited about it. Get the run game rolling. If you do get stopped on the first couple of plays in the run game, then give CJ something quick. Get the football out, like I said. Hopefully you break a tackle.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.